Hopefully some good weather for Friday coming up. That's when the Wellington Kiwanis will have their pancake day a little later than usual in the year. But that's what things, you know, you get them when you can based on circumstances. And here to tell us about that is Terry Mazzoni from the Wellington Kiwanis. Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
Ready for the pancake day on Friday. Talk about how this event is the same but different, I guess, for the Wellington Kiwanis.
This has been an annual event in Wellington in the wintertime, at least 50 years. We actually asked the Herrick Memorial Library staff to do some research for us because it goes back at least 50 years. And with the pandemic, we usually hold this in February, and we saw the numbers like in January and saw where we were heading. And we decided to push it back, and we're going to do a drive-through this Friday from the Congregational Church across from the Town Hall in Wellington. And it's going to go from 7 a.m. to 1:30, and then we kick it back in about 4 o'clock when we go to 7 o'clock.
So we can have pancakes for dinner, too. Is that what you're
You can have about? Pancakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. How do you – now, is there – tickets you get in ahead of time, or what's the story for the
You can get you can we're going to have electronic where you can pay electronically. You can pay in advance through our website, wellingtonohkiwanis.org, and or you can just pay at the door or from your car window, I should say. And so there's plenty of options to do that.
Terry, if you've got a big appetite like Bruce, how many pancakes do you get, and do you get anything else?
Well, yeah, they are, it is a pancake and sausage, and it usually is all you can eat, but that's going to be a little difficult this year, so you're going to get at least three large pancakes, and we're actually talking about making it four just to sort of meet people halfway and say, look, it's sort of hard to do all you can eat when you're on the road. So we're looking at providing people with four pancakes, which would be more than that'll take care of lunch and dinner, I think.
Right. I don't want to. Hopefully, there's not going to be a lot of sticky steering wheels. That's my only concern. That's all.
It's sort of hoping that people will take it back to the office or to the kitchen table or whatever, because we will have prepackaged plasticware, so we won't be handling your. We will be distributing that with, but we won't be giving out. We won't be getting individual.
Craig carries his own syrup with him. He has a flask in his pocket, so
he's always prepared. As a newsman, always prepared.
Right.
Real maple syrup for me. That's the only way to go.
That's right. That's right.
Terry, talk a little bit about how the proceeds will be used and the good deeds you folks do.
Yes, we're right now. One of our programs that we're working on is we do all every year. We provide scholarships to Wellington High graduates, usually in the amount of $1,000. We usually do two or three per year. We've done as many as seven or eight. But our focus right now is raising funds for community playground equipment, either at our Westwood Elementary School, one of our sponsored clubs at the elementary school has raised over $7,500. The Westwood Elementary and McCormick Middle School K-Kids have raised over $7,500 for playground equipment. And we're up to about 14 to 15 grand for playground equipment, but to put a playground in today, you got to have like well over $100,000, $150,000. So we're continuing a long-term effort to raise money for playground equipment. We're looking to build a park where the former middle school was located on South Main Street, and they want playground equipment in there too. So there's just long-term efforts that we're working toward, and we're trying to be a leading group in the Wellington community.
Talking to Terry Mazzoni from the Wellington Kiwanis. They've got their Pancake Day coming up on Friday, and it'll be held at the drive-thru at the First Congregational Church on South Main Street. Terry, you also, I guess, can tell us a little bit about some of the other, I guess, Kiwanian organizations. Craig, that word, I never know the verb.
Kiwanians. That would be right.
As that goes on in the county as well, you kind of could speak for them as well.
We are Division 13. I believe there's 24 divisions that make up the Ohio District. And we have 8 clubs in Lorain County, Vermilion, Lorain, Midview, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, and Elyria is the kingpin. We got some important events coming up. May 6th will be a charter celebration for Vermilion. They started last year just prior to the emergency orders, and so they've been in existence for 1 year, but we've never had a charter celebration. And they're going to have their party on May 6th in Vermilion. And then Lorain is going to do theirs in June. I believe it's June 10th. So those are two big events coming up. But we have a unique opportunity on May 14th, the Kiwanis International President. Kiwanis is global, and the International President is from Maryland. And one of his official visits is to Ohio this year. And he's actually coming to Lorain County. We're going to have a special bed build with Roger Dorsey and the Good Nights program on May 14th. So this is the official service project for the Ohio District. And we're going to have some Kiwanian dignitaries from around the state come in. And we'll have the Kiwanis International President visiting Amherst for a bed build. And then we hope to set up a few beds throughout Lorain County, so he can be part of that, too.
Wow, that's a very special honor for the state of Ohio.
Yes, and that's the Kiwanis. It is for Ohio, and it's also a pretty great honor for Lorain County to host the Kiwanis International President, and that's going to happen on Friday, May 14th.
All right. Well, this Friday is the big Friday for the Pancake Day. Hopefully you'll get a lot of stacks going through the drive-thru and people coming through. Tickets are $5, can be purchased at the Wellington office on Main Street, as well as also other area businesses. You can go to WellingtonOhioKiwanis.org to find out more about that as well. But hopefully you'll get a lot of people coming out and support as well, because it's a good big fundraiser. And as you said, it's been going on for how many years?
It's at least 50. We're actually asking the library to go back into newspaper archives and see if they can pinpoint when this thing started. Yeah.
Maybe enough pancakes to go from here to the moon.
It could be. We normally sold 500 meals a year. I don't know if we'll hit that this year, but we just want to keep the tradition alive, find a way to get around the pandemic, and we will do this in a safe manner.
Sounds good. Terry, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Good to be with you on WOL.